they're not too bad, really, on the whole. But when you think of what they're getting in factories, the hours you're doing, I mean, you are poorly paid. I used to get more at Sutton's. I was on 160, I think it was 162 an hour. I'm on 146 now, really.
146.
But I work, it works out the same. That's what I was getting the other place, because I don't get paid tax and I don't pay union.
You don't pay tax and you don't pay union?
Well, I don't pay as much tax as what I did at the other place. And I don't pay union, whereas it's something you have to be in the union. And that's about 35 pence a week, that one.
Is it?
Yeah, and I didn't do an hour of anything for them.
did you ever try to get them to touch the speak?
Yeah, when I had the trouble just before I left.
This was about?
The
being promoted.
I decided after that I didn't really want the job of being in charge of the decorator. And the turnaround says that if they got none of the girls in the decorating room wanted it, which they didn't at the time, Gwen didn't really want it. Sandra wouldn't give it because they thought she was too young to take over Gwen, being an older woman, you see. And they said they'd have to. They said they could sack me. They didn't explain why they could sack me. They said they could sack me for not being in charge. And this is how it come. And this is, well, they get somebody in from outside. They got too many. The union found this out. That if they got somebody in from outside, they'd have too many pair of hands in there. So they'd offer me another job in the bakery. And if I didn't take that other job in the bakery, they'd sack me.
No.
That was the way it worked there.
But then, were you a section leader then? Or were you paid extra for
being in charge? I was paid at 4 pence an hour than the highest paid there.
Yeah.
I was on 4 pence an hour more than Gwen was at the time.
For being in charge of the whole room?
Yeah.
And of all the people who worked there?
Yeah, in the decorating room I was paid 4 pence an hour more than my highest paid.
And that was because you were in charge?
Yeah.
So were you called a section leader or...?
Well, when we first took over, we were charge hands, when we first took over the jobs. Then as the different rises came in, they kept changing what we were called to give us less money.
Really?
This is how it worked. We changed, we were all charge hands to start with. And we changed.
This was what, when you first
when
started?
I very first started in charge of the decorating room.
So we all
started
on.
Well, oh, I was, oh, I've been in charge, I was in charge there about 7 years, I think. We started all off with section leaders. Then we went from section leaders to charge hands. Then.
Which is down, is it?
Yeah, it was paid down,
sort
of thing. Then we went to charge hands, went to leading hands or something. That was it was only like a couple of pence, but the way they were different, calling us different names for everything, they kept saying we couldn't get it or something.
So you couldn't get the next rise, and you got less than you thought.
Well, we were getting a bit of rise, but we weren't getting as much as what we thought we were going to get. And then it come, there was one time we did kick up about it, they were going to drop us down to something else, call us something else, which was going to drop us down, which meant we got no rise the time we got the this next rise, so we all kicked up about it.
When was that? I
can't remember offhand. I'd say it was probably about, it might have been about 2 or 3 years ago. And then... it might have been a little bit more than that. Then
it wasn't as far back as 75.
No, no.
It wasn't the Equal Pay Act. And
no. It was before. It was after that. Then we went up the office. John helped us get our money. Went up the office. And one of the blokes from head office came down. And he said, they were all entitled to it bar me, because I'd only got one above me, and all this sort of thing. Then John says, well, she's got six in charge. That was to get me the money, because he thought, we want... And then he turned around and says, they should call these. I can't remember what it was. Because they were taking direct orders from the management. And we were getting orders off the charge hand.
Yeah.
And John says, no, they're not. They're getting direct orders from me. Oh, well, you've got no cause not to get the money then. We got the money. No problem, because he helped us get the money then.
Sounds like he's lucky you had him. But you, so your union didn't actually help you much?
No,
or
not.
Or was he union?
Well, he wasn't the union. He was management. He should never have done it. Helped us, like, you know, some of the times he helped us. Some of the times he couldn't. He wanted to help you, but couldn't, because he was management.
Yeah.
And the union was all, it's a coloured union. I'm not prejudiced against them by any means, but they were all, the majority there that worked there were coloured. Naturally, when it came to about whether we were in or out of work or anything, they'd get, if anything went wrong, say, coloured chap, got the dirty paint on him, they'd fight an all-out strike for him.
Yeah.
If it was a white person in the same place, they didn't want to know. You were sort of more or less left to fight for yourself, more or less half the time.
Isn't it, I mean, the thing that struck me going around Sutton's is that it was Asian men and white women. And I saw quite a few white men.
Yeah, because a lot of them have left.
Uh-huh.
There used to be a lot more there when I first started. You were sort of evenly balanced.
Yeah.
Now it's more Asians to what there is.
It just seems to be basically Asians in the bakery and the bread.
They're even split down.
Fights and all sorts.
It's like the union. They vote for a general secretary every so often. And there might be a Khan up and a Singh up. And the Khans will come and tell you, the whites, to vote for a Khan. And then a Singh will come and tell you to vote for a Singh because they don't like either in. It's something to do with, you know, the way they are over abroad, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't quite know why it is. But they get each one coming to tell the English people. Half the time, I mean, a lot of the time you got them coming from head office. They were postal ones. Yeah. A lot of the time you didn't even know, you know, you didn't know most of them. But I normally voted for whoever I wanted in any case. Didn't let them tell me I was going to vote for.
So, did you, was there any women shop stewards?
There was one at one time. She didn't stay in it very long. I don't really know what happened, but she didn't stay in it for long.
You didn't ever think of being shop stewards?
No, I never fancied it. Well, tell you the truth, the women wouldn't back. Like me, Joan, that was the shop steward at the time. She was fighting for what we wanted and that. But the women wouldn't back her.
Why not?
Fully. I don't really know why it came. There were a lot of married women there. And you got the ex and saying, can't afford to come. I need the job. I need the money. Admittedly, some of them did need the money. But the majority of them that used to say that. I mean, it wasn't if they were having to go on their own. They'd got the husbands to help them. But some of them did have, like, they were widowers or divorcees or that, with children, which couldn't afford to come out. But the ones that mostly said they couldn't afford to come out were the married... nobody can these days really afford to come out, but... They don't. I used to. Well, my brother-in-law used to work in the same trade at the same place, and I knew what his wage was. And I used to think, well, I'd hate my husband to come out with that money to try and keep a family on it. And I used to more or less think, well, was my husband. I'd want the women at his place to back him if he worked in a place like that. And I used to more often than that think, well, it's not a lot. I mean, at the time, I think half the time, you know, just for the 40 hours. They're on about, I think they're on about £50 a week, basic hours. I'm not sure up hand there, like, but at the time, most of it went on, the strikes and that. They were on about 45 basic. That was if they just did with 40 hours, but none of them could afford to do just 40 hours. But most of them worked about 60 hours. Over on the bread side, though, they were doing probably 80, 90 hours a week. Depends on what they wanted to work more or less.
Well, during the bread strikes, you all came out though, did you?
Yeah. Well, you got some from going back in before strikes were over. It was mostly married women. But personally, I never went back in. Because I believed in what they were striking for at the time. I mean, admittedly, there was one time this coloured chap dismissed. And I didn't believe while we were striking there. And I wouldn't come out because he deserved the sack. I can't remember quite what hand he'd done, but I know at the time I thought, well, he deserved the sack for what he'd done. He had done something really wrong at the time, and I thought, well, he knew the consequences to it. It was his own fault, sort of thing, really. They wanted everybody to come out and strike with him.
And did they?
Well, all the coloureds come out and all the white people stayed. It sort of split, if you know what I mean. It was a shame, really, but I mean, a lot of them thought, well, it was his own fault. He knew. I think he was pinching something on the premises. Well, that's instant. That used to be instant dismissal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he got caught doing it, and he got sacked. And the coloured chaps wanted to come out to get him reinstated.
Did they get him reinstated, or...?
Yeah, he did get reinstated. Yeah. But I don't think it was long before he got the sack again, yeah. Anyway. But, I mean, that's the thing he knew in any case. I think, well, he knew it.
Yeah. That was just a short strike.
Yeah. The longest one was a few years ago, and that was their family. That was a Christmas, one Christmas.
That's right, it was 6 weeks.
I don't think there's much chance of striking their own stories.
No, we can't. Difficult, isn't it? Do you mind there not being a union?
No, I prefer it without a union.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why?
Well, I think that... Basically, I always found that the union never did anything for me. And I was paying 30, I think it was 30 pence a week when I finished working. 30 pence a week from doing nothing for me.
Yeah.
If you were off sick for more than a week, you got £2 back off. For each week you were off after that. But if you were out on strike, you didn't get union money for being out on strike. You didn't. That was when that was all in. Used to get all the other unions used to pay out strike money. You didn't get a penny back, no.
What happened? What did happen with you? Did you get any national insurance money when you were on strike?
No.
Do you pay your full stamp?
I couldn't pay because Harry was working. I was paying a full stamp at the time, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that
day
you were on strike, I wasn't working.
Oh no, you were claiming for me, weren't you? Were you?
Well, I was laid off with my work, remember?
Yeah, we were both out of work at one time.
It's been a lovely winter, eh?
Oh, it wasn't too bad, because we were out at the same time. But in the end, we were using money we got put by in the bank. But in the end, Harry went down to Social Security, and we got money off the social. So it weren't too bad. That was the only trouble with him being self-employed. He couldn't claim down, but he then got to give him a social.
Social security, yeah. Have you been asked to work, coming back to this, have you been asked to work more than the hours in your contract in the last month?
No.
Or less?
No. No, absolutely. No, I have done more, but it's been voluntary on my you know, it's been more convenient for me to start early. You know what I mean? I have started at 8, so I dropped my husband at work. And then he's only working around the corner from where I've been. And I've started early for my own convenience, but I've just carried on working to my normal time. But that's been for my convenience. Yeah.
And you don't mind giving them half an hour extra. I mean, do they pay you half an hour?
Oh, they pay, but they don't give overtime on it.
Yeah.
They don't pay overtime. They just pay you your hours.
What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. I've worked one Saturday morning. A few weeks, but I only did an hour.
Because they asked you to.
But that was only an hour. And I started at 8:30, I was back in the house for 9:30. But there was only tap girl out that was working with at the time, like they were a bit busy. But they were finished early in any case, I don't know really why I went in. Yeah. Because they'd finished before I'd finished, and I'd only been in an hour and a half, if that.
But then they just paid you your ordinary rate of pay then?
They don't pay time and a half. Well, normally it's time and a half if you do Saturdays and bigger. I know it was certain time and a half for Saturday. They don't know, it's just your basic. Because that's in your hours. In your 40-hour week.
You've got to do your 40, so...
Well, with a normal sort of thing. I mean, even in a big firm, you don't get paid overtime until you do over 40 hours. Mm. But I never did over 40 hours in any case.
Yeah, so, if you're a part-time employee, you've got to do 10 hours overtime before you get overtime.
Well, the girls that work the Saturday morning, that is in their hours, because then they do 7 till 3 every day, 2 o'clock Tuesdays, and then they work a couple of hours on a Saturday. That gives them the 40 hours.
Mm. When you're asked to do that extra time, how much notice were you given?
The night before.
The night before. And did you have to change any arrangements?
No, I didn't.
And did you mind?
No, I didn't.
Would you like to do more work, in fact? Would you like to have extra hours? Or?
No, I don't mind doing them occasionally. When I told them when I started there, that like the holidays and that, they said they always got stuck, and if people were off, when they went through a spell of people being off sick, I said then I didn't mind working the odd Saturday, but I didn't mind every Saturday. I didn't mind going in, say, once a month probably, or the odd Saturday, or when the holiday times run, like, say, July through till the August. That's most people's, the baker's busiest time for the holidays. I didn't mind that.
Did they ask you when you were going to want to take your summer holiday when you came here?
No. They never even really bothered about that. I went up last week and booked it for the second week of the contract fortnight and the week after that. I had no trouble at all getting it. I thought I would do really, being in a small place. I suppose it's short notice, really. Even though it was about 7 weeks. Yeah. I mean, really, for a small firm like that, I don't suppose it's a long time.
So they seem to think the Coventry fortnight is a big problem, so I wondered if your husband wasn't tied to that.
Well, no, he can have his own time, because I was going to be able to. The same as when I went to, sometimes I could have any time I like.
Did you used to not have Coventry fortnight when you were at Sutton?
For the first 5 years, I had Coventry fortnight because I wasn't married then. And I went away with my parents.
And they were tied to it,
My dad was tied to Coventry fortnight. Yeah. My mum wasn't, she could have any time she liked. Then, when I got married, I think we had one Coventry fortnight, and then that was it after that. We had different times. We used to normally go August, the end of July, August time, sort of thing, mostly. The only time like Harry's tide is Christmas. He finishes Christmas Eve right through to the New Year.
Yeah.
And then you normally get 3 weeks holiday. Well, at Sutton's, I don't know about here yet,
yeah.
But at Sutton's I worked it, that I used to take my weeks extra, like I used to have a fortnight in the summer, my week I used to add on to Christmas, to join it, so I used to have a fortnight for Christmas,
yeah.
Most holidays, the way it worked, like, the days they give you for Christmas, and the days they give you for New Year, yeah. Give me a fortnight this time.
What, you have 4 weeks at Sutton's?
Yeah.
And you have 4 weeks here, or 3 weeks at
Sutton's? 3 weeks, yeah.
So you've lost a week's holiday?
Mm. I don't mind. I haven't really bothered really about it because the fourth week I used to take on my own mini kids.
Mm.
I used to take on my own.
Because in ways, like losing a week's pay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, so presumably it's paid holiday you get.
Yeah. Storers, they pay you once a year.
Mm.
All your holiday money for the year.
Oh, I see, they didn't pay you during holiday.
No, you don't get your holiday money as you come to the holiday. They paid out the holiday money, I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was quite surprised because I got holiday money off them.
You only been there 2 months.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. It wasn't a lot, but it was more, I didn't expect any line. And she ran, she sees your holiday money. I said, oh, I was quite surprised. So I suppose really it works out about the same, so you just take your holiday and lose a week's money.
Yeah.
So I suppose really it'd work out about the same, because you'd get tax... Yeah, I know you'd get a certain amount of tax back on it for not working a week, I think. I think that's how it would. I don't even know. But, I mean, I know you paid for it.
Yeah.
But it's the case if you keep hold of it until your holidays come up. But whereas here, the stores, I should imagine you can work the week. You've been paid for it, so I suppose you could work through the whole year. No bother.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. You just book in each week as it comes along. The other place used to pay you as your holidays come. But pay.
It's a fortnight for the fortnight you're going to have off or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you broke up the contract fortnight. On the Thursday, you used to get 3 weeks' wages.
Yeah.
And then you'd have a wage packet to come back to work.
It's just when one needs it.
Yeah. They used to pay on a Thursday, you'd pay on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I find that awful.
Tuesday? Yeah, you finished it by Friday. Yeah.
I'm always skimmed by the weekend, isn't I, Harry?
I believe that, yeah.
Does you mean, I don't know, since I've been working, I just seem to, I think it's been paid on a Tuesday, it's time the weekend comes, I'm sort of ready for my next wage.
Next wages, yeah.
I suppose once I'll get used to being paid on a Tuesday, I won't think no more about it. It's just that being used to being paid 10.5 years on a Thursday, I think.
I get paid once a month, and I mean after the first week of the month I never have anything. Never adjusted to awful. Yeah. Have you taken any time off in the last month?
Me?
Yeah. I didn't mean the last month, since you've been here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it because you were ill, or for other reasons?
Some I was ill, and some for other reasons.
Mm-hmm. Domestic reasons or non-domestic, if you can distinguish?
I suppose the same. I mean, last week, for instance, I babysat for my sister. She was in hospital having a second child, sort of thing, you know. Sometimes I have to time off to see Harry's. It works out cheaper for me to have the day off to see to, like, say, sometimes I might have to go out during the day.
Yeah.
It's cheaper for me to have the day off to go and see about him.
And for
to
him
see,
to have
yeah.
Do they mind about that?
Well, they've never said anything.
do you tell them the reason, or just phone in and say, I'm not going to be there today?
Well, I haven't really bothered saying, like, until I've gone back and it's probably still there. Away. I mean, like, for instance, last week, I didn't phone in and that. But when I went back in, he seemed to be quite put out. I took it off just to babysit for my sister, like, though, to say, you shouldn't have done it. Should have been in.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's of understanding that way. Sometimes you have to have time. I think you'd as well just having the day off and not saying anything, really.
Yeah, I'd say you've got gutache, doesn't it?
And she works. I suppose it's because he's in every day. He does work hard. I mean, he doesn't tell you to do anything he wouldn't do himself. That's what I like about him, really.
Yeah.
He was the same as John. He used to tell you to do things, but he wouldn't tell you to do anything he wouldn't do himself,
yeah.
or couldn't do himself.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it's better having... Was Mr. Sutton, was he ever down in the...
Well, Mr. Sutton, in 10 and a half years, I think I swung about 5 times.
Really? So he's, you know, since he was a baker.
The first time I ever met him, I didn't even know... I'd been there about 2 years, I think, the first time I ever met him. I didn't even know he was in.
Yeah. You weren't rude to him or anything?
No, as it happens, I wasn't. I was lucky I wasn't. There's somebody after... I've been having a laugh with him about... Older on about... They were selling tights and that in the company shop.
Mm.
And he says, you never know what they're selling here next. So I says, no, you never will. You don't know. When he walked away, somebody says, do you know who that? I says, no. I says, I don't know who he is. I don't really bother. I'm not really that bothered. But that's Mr. Sutton. Oh, okay. No, I mean, I didn't know it was him at the time until somebody had said after he'd gone away. I mean, I never hardly ever saw him. I didn't.
So basically you just saw the
underman, yeah. The underman who is on any sort of department.
You
see him occasionally when the health inspector's coming
round. Oh, so he'd come round the front.
He'd come round, if he was like in the bakery, he'd come round with them. More often than not, he came round with them sometimes. But a lot of the time they came, and we were probably at dinner, so we wouldn't see them.
Mm.
Or they'd come after we'd gone home and we wouldn't see them, sort of thing.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've hardly ever saw them. I knew they were going round.
They used to warn you when they were coming round.
Well, they always seemed to know when they were coming
round.
They always seemed to know when they're coming round.
Do you think, I'm coming back to babysitting for a sister, do you think that's a problem women have more than men, that need to take time off for that sort of thing?
Well, I suppose really, in some ways, I suppose occasionally there's time they've probably got to take time off.
Mm.
That sort of thing. I mean, I don't suppose they'll now have another time off to babysit for them, unless she has to go and say... It was just that, actually, the thing was, I'd got the... My mum's got a car, my sister's got a car, but I'm the one with the car all the time.
Mm.
Like, their husbands have the cars to go, whereas I've got the car, and she could phone me in an emergency, and I could get there, no problem, in about 10, 15 minutes at the most, sort of thing. That was the only reason I babysat for her. But if it had been any other time, my mum would babysit most of the time for her.
So I've got a question here. What's the management's attitude to people who take time off for reasons other than their own illness? So not very sympathetic.
Well, sometimes I don't think they are. Sometimes they can. I think it just depends really on what it is. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they were.
They seem to be
like you could go into them and say, well, you can more or less get time off at any time. Even if they were really short staffed.
Yeah.
If you've got a domestic problem, you went and explained to them. They would say, yes, you can. 1 year I got time off. I was going on, it's a comedy fortnight, and you've got hardly any staff in. I mean, in Sutton's, it's Skellington staff. You've probably got one on each section that knows the job sort of thing, and that's it. You might be looking at two. I said something cropped up, and I've got to have a week off before my actual holiday started. No, it was a fortnight I'd gone out of. I had a month off because I had a fortnight to look after my mum. Then I had a fortnight holiday sort of thing, you know. So, but they were very sympathetic about it. This is that we understand you've got to have the time off. And they just let me have it there and then sort of thing. No problem. No more questions about it. They're just very good about it. I don't know how I'd get on here though if you went to.
Would you go to him or would you go to Mrs. Walker, is it?
I'd go to Bill, I think.
Why? Because you...
Well, I've found out since I've been there, a lot of the time, you can tell Mrs. Walker about something, like, the girls will tell Mrs. Walker who's, they're going to be off. And she's supposed to tell him. He comes in the day that I've been off and says, no... say no less, and we'll say she told Mrs. Walker she wasn't coming in. Oh, she never told me. This is this is how it seems to go on a lot of the time. You're supposed to see Mrs. Walker for the time off, and she's supposed to tell Bill, but Bill never gets to know about it half the time. You're lucky if he knows that you're off when you are off, sort of thing.
So you might as well
just go straight to him in the first place. At least he knows that way.
So you told me your rates pay is 146, did you say? Do you get any bonuses at Sutton, at Storrs?
They work on a bonus system. They do work on, I don't get any. But they work, if you're in dead on 7 o'clock in the morning, they get an extra 60 pence a day. Being in dead on 7.
Dead on 7.
Clocking in on 7. Yeah.